Welcome to the Swift County Fair. Paul Ramel here once again on this Saturday afternoon. And a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Sun's starting to come out. A lot of people coming. Of course, the Rib Fest at 3 o'clock today, along with the Demo Derby at 5:30. And then the big concert under the Chuck Brown Building. Aaron Tippin and Colin Ray starts about 9 o'clock. Then the big fireworks show after that, around 10:30, Tim Bakken mentioned. The fireworks will start, and then the 70s Sunshine Band will close out the night here on this Saturday night at the Swift County Fair. Stop by our Q92 booth, register for many prizes that will be given away Monday afternoon at 4:15 on the air, and stop by and say hi. And we're located on the far end of the commercial exhibit building here at the Swift County Fair. And we have a guest. I have a guest with me right now, a familiar voice and a familiar face. She used to do the Appleton Milan News for Q92. Hope Schmidt. Hi, Hope.
Hey, Paul. Good to see you. Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing great. Are you enjoying the fair?
I think we've been out here every single day. Yeah. We are, and we find something new to enjoy each day.
Yep. And I know your two boys are having a blast, right? Aren't they?
We are taking in all the 4-H exhibits, and I think we've had a milkshake every day. And Audie's favorite is to see the cows, so we always walk through the beef barn. And yeah. It's been a great fair, and the weather always seems to clear up just in time to enjoy stuff.
Yep, so, for sure. All right. Well, I have asked Hope to come on and tell us a little bit about a project that's happening in the Lac La Parole School District.
Yeah. So thanks so much for having me. I wanted to talk about the Fill the Bucket School Supply Drive that we're starting this year. We know that the last couple of years have been especially hard on families and teachers, right, on all of us. So we wanted to, as a district, kind of acknowledge that and partner with area families and businesses with the school supply drive. And the response already has been amazing. Like, I just am so grateful already to see these boxes. We've got them in businesses in both Madison and Appleton. You'll see this fill the bucket sign on these boxes, and they have a tractor on there and school supplies. And we're just inviting people to donate new or gently used school supplies, and they will be dispersed to kids in our communities who are in need. Also, you can do a monetary donation, and then we'll use that to fill in things that aren't donated. Okay. So maybe we don't get enough headphones or backpacks, and a kid needs one in the middle of the year, we'll pull from that school supply drive funds. And make sure that all of our kids have what they need to have an awesome year.
To start the school year.
Right.
That's right. And so this is district-wide, and so people can buy school supplies and donate to these boxes, and they're all over the place.
They're all over the place, and I'm going to start scooping up the boxes on Monday or Tuesday this week.
Okay.
So if the box is not where you saw it earlier and you still want to donate, we're inviting the community to come to open houses in Appleton on Tuesday, August 23rd this week from 4 to 7 p.m. And then also we have a Madison Elementary open house that will be Wednesday, August 24th from 4 to 7. You can bring school supplies and donate them then. The kids can come in and see their teachers, drop off things. There will be community meals and then a dedication ceremony to celebrate all the renovations on each site. That's, the ceremony will take place at 6:50 each of those evenings.
Rick, Ellenworth, the superintendent, was in the studio the other day mentioning about that, too. So it is a big deal. And there is a need for this, right?
There's a need for the school supplies. Yeah. You know, I, having been a classroom teacher for quite a few years, when there's a student in need in my classroom who can't find that item or it doesn't come from home, so often our teachers are taking money out of their own pocket to make sure that that kid is set up for success. And so this really benefits families, and it's a way to show our teachers support too. So I just love it.
That's right. And for you in Madison, we have the boxes at our Q92 studio. As Hope mentioned, you can, if you can't buy school supplies, you can write a check or for financial support that way.
Yeah, you can drop off the check at either of the open houses. So again, Tuesday in Appleton, Wednesday in Madison. You can send it out to school and just mark school supply drive in the memo, and we will make sure that those funds get used to set up our students and teachers for this year.
All right. Great idea, great project, and they will be put to use.
Yeah, the reason we're calling it Fill the Bucket, so we're going to have tractors at each open house, so we're filling our tractor bucket. So help us fill the bucket for our Lac La Parole Valley kids.
Cool. I was thinking about that. Why is it called that?
To fill the tractor bucket with school supplies. So we will have those, and as part of the ceremonies, those dedication ceremonies, we will fill the bucket with all the supplies the community have brought us. So
awesome.
It'll be pretty cute.
Thanks, Hope. I appreciate it. What's your favorite fair food here at the Swift County Fair?
I'm a milkshake. Yeah. Milkshake or malt, I like rotate on a daily basis.
Okay.
How about you, Paul? What have you taken?
Well, I'm going to go with you. I like the malt. I like the different flavors. I did blueberry yesterday.
Oh, I haven't tried. Favorite? I'm just a chocolate. Like, every day I could do chocolate. Never disappoints. My boys, though, they saw the cotton candy bags this year. Yep. And then Andrew's always a kettle corn. So we do it all. We all share, too.
All right. Thanks, Hope.
Thanks, Paul. Have a great one.
Yep. Hope. And I miss you on my Applin Milan News.
No, I know.
That's so sweet.
You never know, right, when these things will come back. I had a great time way back when. It's hard to think my kids are grown. So glad to still be part of the Q92 family.
There you go. Hope Schmidt with the Loughborough School District talking about the Fill the Bucket. And head to the open houses and see what has been done with the referendum and stuff. It's amazing.
Well, you know, we're just so grateful with the community support. I know not every community has been able to step up that way. And, you know, when we think regionally, and our communities have spoken loud about the value of education. And you can see that in these beautiful new renovations. So, yeah, those open houses are for students as well as community members. So come in and see all the beautiful new work that's been done.
Okay. All right, that's Hope Schmidt here at the Swift County Fair. And don't forget the Demo Derby at 5:30 and Aaron and Tippin and Colin Ray at 9 here at the Swift County Fair in Appleton.